Okay, there we go. Okay, so let's quickly review. So we did from last time, we have the machlokes between Rabba and Rav Chisda, whether one should naturally be able to prepare from Yantav to Yantav to Shabbos. Right? I mean, everyone agrees you could, deoraisa, maybe because of Hoel, but that's a separate thing. But intrinsically, should you be able to prepare from Yantav to Shabbos directly? So the way Tosa set up the machlokes is that everyone agrees. I'm sorry, everyone agrees that you could cook, that you're allowed to cook on Yantav for Tzaruch Ochal Nafash, for Simchas Yantav. Okay, which we said, we defined is that, and this is what I guess was, I think Rava's position, is that you could only cook for Tzaruch Ochal Nafash. Is that am I right about that, Rava's? Yeah. Yeah, it's a, Rabba. No, that's Rabba's position. Yeah, Rabba holds that you can only cook for because of the malacha simchas yantav. Okay, malacha of simchas yantav. The malacha of simchas, big cooking of simchas yantav, is that which is permitted? But cooking which is not ikaro mishum simchas yantav, is not, that's not the heter. The whole heter of ochel nefesh is because of simchas yantav. So it has to be a cooking of simchas yantav. So that's why if it's for Shabbos, it's not a cooking of simchas yantav. Even if it's for Yantif, but it's for the Lechem Apana, the Shadei Alechem, which is not essentially for Simchas Yantif, it's essentially because of the Karban, so also there's no Hatter. Okay, the Hatter is only where the action is like a cooking of Simchas Yantif. There's an idea of Simchas Yantif having being a festival, a holiday today, and cooking of the festival cooking of the mitzvah of Simchas Yantif, that's permitted. Okay, but that's Rabba. Rav Chisda learns, no. Chisda says, this is the way, again, according to the way Tosfos learns, that really it's the malachas mitzvah which is permitted. Really it's a malachas shel mitzvah. It's not malachas shel simchas yantav. Again, we argue this, you could argue there's no category of a cooking of simchas yantav. That's not, I mean, there's cooking of mitzvah or cooking of non-mitzvah of rishos, but just the cooking of simchas yantav field isn't a category. Rather, the heter is that you're allowed to do a cooking of mitzvah. Cooking of mitzvah. So therefore any mitzvah. But he has one caveat, that it has to be that you couldn't have done it from yesterday. So he said, why? Well, if you just say malacha of mitzvah is mutter, then even if you could have done it from yesterday. So he said, you notice he says it has to be done, that had to be done specifically today. So he said, because the whole idea is that it's pushing it off, is that the malacha of mitzvah is pushing aside the mitzvah, the purpose of the Torah mitzvah is pushing aside the malacha, the sort of malacha. There's the tension here. On the one hand, Torah is setting up, there's an Isser of Malacha. On the other hand, there's mitzvah. There's mitzvah of Simchas Yantav. So Torah sets up that Tzorach mitzvah pushes aside the Isser of Malacha. Okay, the need of the purpose of the mitzvah. But if you could do it at some other time, you could just as well do it tomorrow. Let's say it's on Tuesday and you're on Yantav and you're cooking for Shabbos. So do it tomorrow, do it the next day. So then there's no, it's not going to push it aside. The premise of pushing something aside is that there's a clash. That you need to do it today. So if you need to do it today and it's mitzvah, then it's permitted. So you know, that's the malacha of mitzvah. That's the way Rav Chisda learns. And the question, one question we had last time, which I think is nearly a question, is that, what do you mean you have to do it today? You don't do it today, you could have done it yesterday. Right? If it's today, it's Friday, it's Yantav, so why do you have to do it today? You could have done it yesterday, Thursday, Wednesday. But I think the answer to that is that in terms of cooking, in general, the premise is in cooking, you want to cook it as soon as possible, as late as possible, as close to the time as possible, because the food is going to be fresh, or baking the bread is going to be fresh. So the idea is you don't say, I could have baked it yesterday. You couldn't have baked it yesterday. If you wanted this kind of bread, this good quality bread, they have to bake it at the latest possible time. So therefore, if it's bread for Shabbos, then you got to bake it on a Friday. If you can't, then it's absolutely prohibited, fine. But it's saying is, but there's the tzorach of the mitzvah says that I should bake the bread right on Friday. So now that will push aside the yeser. That'll push aside the yeser. You don't say I could have done it yesterday. But if it's Tuesday and I want to bake bread for Shabbos, so you don't say I have to do it today. Do it on Friday. Do it on every Shabbos. So then you don't say that there's a tzorach. I mean, I think in general, that's the way Malachas Ol Nefesh works, is that things that you could have done yesterday means if the quality of the thing isn't going to be affected by doing it earlier, then you have to do it earlier. But if the quality is going to be affected, then that's considered that you have to do it today. Okay, I mean, that's the principle in general. When we toss say that you should have done things from yesterday, those are always things, like let's say by carrying the knife for a meal or carrying certain things for a bris meal. Those are things that wouldn't have mattered. You could have just well done it the day before. It wouldn't have affected the thing in any way at all. But in this case, when I'm talking about food preparation, it would. Okay, so the punchline is, again, according to Tosfos, Machlokes is, what's the hatter? Is the hatter of Malachas Mitzvah as a category, as long as it's a Tzorach, as long as you have to tonight, or is it Malachas Simchas Yantif, which is much more limited class? Okay, by the way, the Lashon of pushing it aside is a Lashon, I saw Tosfos used that Lashon. Where was that? Acha, my lo dachi, kol dovar shiyush mitzvah, tzorach lazu yantav, shein lo zman achar, acha, my lo dachi yantav. It's like the sixth to last skinny line in the Tosfos. And then he uses the lashon of dachi, which sounds like pushing it aside. So I don't know if maybe everyone uses that lashon, but it seems like that's kind of what I'm assuming, that it's a clash and it's pushing it aside. The tzorach mitzvah is pushing it aside. So when he's describing it, he's using the term dachi, that is pushing it aside. So if it's pushing it aside, that's why it has to only be possible today. Alrighty. So that's basically what we did last time. Okay, so now we're up to today. So today we're gonna go into Rashi. So if you remember, so Rashi doesn't learn. Tosis is the one who's saying this whole thing about any mitzvah at all that you're allowed to cook for, right? That the reason Rav Chista's, Rav's argument is, Rav Chista's argument is you're allowed to cook for any mitzvah. So here's the problem, to simplify. Problem is that why Rav Chista saying that you're allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos? Right, I understand cooking from Yontif to Yontif because that's Simchas Yontif, but why should you be allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos? Right? What's the sense to that? So Tosfos learned because it's a mitzvah, and any mitzvah is permitted. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says the reason why you're allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos is because they're Kedusha Achas. Chodah Kedusha Hi. Because they're one Kedusha. Because they're both called Shabbos. Both Yontif and Shabbos are called Shabbos, day of rest. That's why you're allowed to cook, just like you're allowed to cook for Yontif, so too you're allowed to cook for Shabbos. Okay, because they're one Kedusha. Right? One Kedusha. Okay, and then the next page, Rashi said also, they're both called Yontif, they're both Yontif. So Shabbos and Yontif are in a sense both Yontif, both Shabbos, they're kind of the same, they're one Kedusha, and therefore just like you cook for Yontif, you cook for Shabbos. Right? Now we said, so then how could you even imagine cooking for a Shabbos 9 days later, right, or whatever? So we deduced that he doesn't mean it's one Kedusha like we thought at first sight, that it's one unified, one long Kedusha Sayyam. Because then it would never work for 9 days later. But it means that it's one identity of a Yom of Yantaf or of Shabbos, of rest. They both have the same kind of identity. But you have to understand exactly what that means, because on the surface it's not true. Yantav is Yantav, Shabbos is Shabbos. But in a certain sense, they have the same identity. And just like you could cook for this identity, you could cook for that identity. Right? Okay. So, we're going to have to understand, ultimately, in the Machlokas, Rabbi and Rav Chista, whether or not your heter to cook on Yantav is only for Yantav itself, or is even for Shabbos, because Shabbos is kind of the same as Yantav. Right? That's what we're going to have to understand. Okay. Now, Tosfos has a kasha on Rashi, okay? And I think in order to understand the kasha, we have to just get the cheshbon of the Gemara well. Because I thought, when I first did this, I thought his kasha was, because he goes to the case of Shabbos, the case of the lechem upon him, where the Gemara is saying is you're not allowed to cook on Yontif for 8 days around Shabbos. Okay, he asks using that on Rashi. So I thought his kasha was, is because there, it's not the next day, so you can't say Kedusha Achas. But that's not his question. If you read carefully and tell us, that's not his question. But in order to understand what is his question, I think we have to carefully just get the steps of the Gemara. Okay? So the Gemara basically, Rav Chista holds that you're allowed to, he says, this is Rav Chista's statement, that you're allowed to cook. You're allowed to cook on Yontif for Shabbos, according to Rashi, because they're one Kedusha. Okay? righty. So, and maybe you'll pick up the kasha here. Okay, maybe you guys will pick up the question if we go through the Gemara. You'll see if you can follow the question. Okay, so the Gemara tries to ask a question on this premise that you're allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos. It asks the question from the case of the lechem aponim, because lechem aponim are the bread, the show bread that they set up on the in the Beis Hamikdash every day, every Shabbos. They set it up on Shabbos. They bake them. They bake them before Shabbos. Set them up on Shabbos. So the Gemara says that if Yontif comes out on Friday, you're not allowed to bake them on Friday for Shabbos, for the next Shabbos. So the question is a question to Rav Chisda, that you, Rav Chisda, just told me that you're allowed to bake, cook from Yontif to Shabbos. So why is it that you're not allowed to bake from the Lechem Aponim from Friday to next Shabbos? Right? Right.
I have a question.
So the Gemara asks that Rav Chisda, that if you, Rav Chisda, are telling me you're allowed to bake from Yom Tov to Shabbos, then my Lechem Aponim should be allowed to bake from Yom Tov to Shabbos, from next Shabbos around. Right? And why aren't you allowed to? Why aren't you allowed to? So basically the Gemara answers, oh, you're right. You are allowed to min HaTorah, but the Rabbanan made a gzera. Okay? That's basically answers it like that. Okay? Which is a technical answer, we don't need to get into it, but that's basically what it's saying. Is that you're right. You're right, according to Rav Chisda, you are 100% correct. You're allowed to bake from Yom Tov to Shabbos. You're allowed to bake from Yom Tov to Shabbos. For even by the Lechem Aponim, you would be allowed to, but the Rabbanan prevented it. Fine. Okay. Well, then that's another question. Is Yom Tov itself, okay, so that was question one. Okay, question one was from Yom Tov to next week's Shabbos. Question two is the Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos. So on Shavuos, you have the mitzvah of Shtei HaLechem, of eating the Shtei HaLechem. There's certain breads which you eat. Okay, they eat on Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, you don't bake them on Yom Tov, though. You can't bake them on Yom Tov. You have to bake them on Erev Yom Tov. So the question is, why can't you bake them on Yom Tov itself? Right? Why, right? This is the kasha. That if you tell me that you're allowed to bake, if you, Rav Chisda, are saying you're allowed to bake from Yom Tov to Shabbos, certainly you should be allowed to bake on Yom Tov for later in Yom Tov, for the Lechem or for the Shnei Lechem. Certainly you should be allowed to do that. Right? But you're not. So why not? Right? So the Gemara answered, oh no, you're not allowed to do that because it's for a karban. When the Torah allows you to bake on Yom Tov for whatever purposes, for tzorech ochel nefesh, for eating, that's for your eating, not for a mitzvah, not for a gavoah, for karbanos. Okay, that's what the Gemara ends up answering. Okay, that you're not allowed, the whole heter of baking does not apply to baking for karbanos. It's not that's the thing. It's only for your personal baking, not for karbanos baking. Yeah, no, so Matt's asking a question. Why is this a question only on Rav Chisda? Isn't that a question on Rabbah also? Or is this all together a question? Why aren't you allowed to bake on Yom Tov for Yom Tov? Right? Why aren't you allowed to bake on Yom Tov for Yom Tov? It's the purposes of Yom Tov. Right? So, if you're allowed to bake, it's not only if you're allowed to bake on Yom Tov to Shabbos. I mean, Rabbah, you're allowed to bake on Yom Tov for Yom Tov. So why is that? Why are you not allowed to bake on Yom Tov for the Lechem Aponim? So why is it only a question on Rav Chisda? Right? Now, according to Tosos, Tosos answers that. Tosos explains that. Because Tosos says the whole machlokas is the permit only for Simchas Yom Tov itself, or is the permit for any mitzvah? So therefore, according to Rabbah, the permit is only for Simchas Yom Tov itself. So therefore, and that's why you can only do it for, you can't do it for the karban. But according to you, who say it's a Rav Chisda, hold it's for any mitzvah, even for Shabbos, for instance, so then why isn't it produced from the mitzvah of the karbon of Shtei HaLechem? To which he answers, yeah, any mitzvah for your personal usage, but not for a mitzvah of a karbon. That's a separate exclusion. Are you following? According to the way Tosos learns Gemara, this is very good. I mean, this part of the Gemara is very good. Why it's only a question? I mean, this is part of what he's doing. Tosos is showing that this Gemara reads very nicely according to Tosos. We're going to have to understand it according to Rashi, though. Okay, we have to answer according to Rashi. Okay, so again, now I think we're ready for Tosos' question. Okay, so Rav Chisda's position is that you're allowed to bake from Yom Tov to Shabbos because Yom Tov and Shabbos are like one day. Right? Yom Tov and Shabbos are the same. So then the Gemara says, let's review. The Gemara asks, oh, really? Yontif and Shabbos are the same? You're allowed to bake from Yontif to Shabbos, so why can't you bake from Yontif to next week's Shabbos? Right? Why can't you bake from Yontif next week's Shabbos by the car, by the lechem upon him? Right? So, if you are claiming that Yontif and Shabbos are the same, so then you should be allowed to bake from Yontif to next week's Shabbos. But Tosfos says, hold on one second. That's a karbon, right? That's a karbon. Even on Yontif to Yontif, you can't bake for the karbon. Even by the lechem apam, by the shnei lechem, which is Yontif to Yontif, you can't bake to karbon. For some reason, the Gemara doesn't know yet why, but for some reason. So if your Ruchista's whole point is that Yontif and Shabbos are equal. That's his whole point. It's Kedusha Achas, Yontif and Shabbos are equal, right? Just like you bake for Yontif, you can bake for Shabbos. So now what's his kasha? Really, on the Shabbos are equal? Why are you allowed to, why can't you bake from Yontif for the Shtei Alech, for the Lechem upon him, for next week's Shabbos? The premise, though, that's only a good question if you were to say, in the exact analogous case, you're allowed to cook from Yontif to Yontif. But you can't. You're not allowed to. And that's the very next statement in the Gemara. So, if Ruch Chisda's whole point is that the reason why you're allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos is because Yontif equals Shabbos, so then if you ever want to ask a question, why can't you cook from Yontif to Shabbos, it better be a case where the analogous case of Yontif to Yontif you're allowed to, but Yontif to Shabbos you're not allowed to. That would be the way you'd attack Ruch Chisda. But it's asking a case where even vis-a-vis Yontif you're not allowed to cook from Yontif to Yontif. So now that's not a question, how could you cook from Yontif to Shabbos? You'd have to show me something which is the same. That's what Tosfos Kasha does on Rashi. So let me just repeat this. Okay, we have to dig this out of Tosfos, but the way Rashi learns Rav Chisda is that the reason that Rav Chisda's Chiddush is that you're just like you could cook from Yontif to Yontif, you could also cook from Yontif to Shabbos. Yontif and Shabbos are the same. Okay, they're one, they're the same Kedusha. Just like you, Yontif equals Shabbos. Whatever you could do for Yontif, you could do for Shabbos. Right? Now, how would you attack that? You'd attack that by showing something that you're allowed to do for Yontif and you're not allowed to do for Shabbos. That's the way you attack it. Because that's Rav Chisda's whole point. Is that whatever you could do for Yontif, you could do for Shabbos. So if you could show me something which you could do for Yontif and you cannot do for Shabbos, that would be an attack on Rav Chisda. Right? But what does the Gemara do? It shows you that you're baking the bread, the lechem upon him, you could do, you're not allowed to do from Yontif to Shabbos. But the question is, yeah, but in the analogous case, are you allowed to do it from Yontif to Yontif? And the answer is no. You're not allowed to, because the Shtei Alechem, you happen to have the exact same case, the Shtei Alechem. You're not allowed to do that from Yontif to Yontif. So therefore, it's not a good question to say, why can't you bake the Shtei Alech, the Lechem upon him from Yontif to Shabbos? That shows you that Shabbos is different. That's not because Shabbos is different, that's because Shtei Alechem has its own unique thing going on, namely because it's a karbon. But whatever it is, it's not showing a discrepancy between Yontif and Shabbos, it's just showing the fact that in Shtei Alechem, and that's a phenomenon which both Yontif and Shabbos doesn't work for. But if you learn like Tosfos, that the whole discussion in the Gemara has nothing to do with whether Shabbos equals Yontif. That's not what it's talking about. It's not a discussion about whether Shabbos and Yontif are the same. The question, according to Tosfos, is when you say that you're allowed to bake on Yontif, are you only allowed to bake for Simchas Yontif itself, or are you allowed to bake for other mitzvahs, for any other mitzvah? And then the question is, oh, if it's for any other mitzvah, like Shabbos, for instance, so why are you not allowed to bake from Yontif for the Lechem upon him? Why are you not allowed to bake for Yontif for the Shtei Alechem? These are two different questions. Right? But then then you have a question. Then you have a question. Then the questions are fine. Right? But that's because Tosfos is learning it's not a comparison between Shabbos and Yontif. It's not a comparison. It's a question, is it only Simchas Yontif or is it all mitzvahs? But the way Rashi seems to be learning is that Rav Chisda's whole chiddush, his whole point is that Shabbos is equal to Yontif. Just like you bake for Shabbos, you can bake for Yontif. Just like you bake for Yontif, you bake for Shabbos. So any question is going to have to show a discrepancy between Yontif and Shabbos. But a question is, why can't you bake for Shabbos if in the analogous case you can't bake for Yontif as well? That's not a question. Let me show it to you in Tosfos. It's the very beginning of Tosfos. Okay. So Tosfos says, Temaluri, this is our Tosfos, Mem Zayim Alf, Temaluri, my parach. What's the Gemara's question? Rav Chista lo poligaleh the Rabba. Rav Chista doesn't argue on Rabba. Ela shemater levashel biyontif l'shabes kimoshe mutter levashel bo bayom. Tikdishachasi. There's contrast. Rav Chista is only saying, just like you're allowed to cook from yontif to yontif, you're allowed to cook from yontif to Shabbos because they're one day. And that's his whole point. Aval b'kai gavna de ma'isi, but in this case, which the Gemara brings, afilu bo bayom asura. Even for yontif itself is prohibited. Kedikhtani seifa, gavishtei alachem. I like Vayashay Lacham, Ubahalo Omar of Chista Shiasub Yantav Yosem Rabba. And in that case, there's no reason why Rav Chista would say you should be able to do that anymore on Yantav for Shabbos any more than Rabba. No one's going to say that. Rav Chista's whole point is whatever you could do on Yantav for Yantav, you could do on Yantav for Shabbos. But since this case, making for the bread for the carbon, you can't do from Yantav to Yantav, why should Rav Chista, why is it a question on Rav Chista that you should be able to do that for Shabbos? Because it happens to be Shabbos. The Yantav Shabbos isn't any better than Yantav. If it's something you can't do on Yantav to Yantav, of course you can't do it from Yantav to Shabbos. Right? That's his question. Right? El, my rather, that's what Tosfos says. It has nothing to do with Yantav to Shabbos being one Kedusha and another one Kedusha. It's a question is it that it's for Kedusha Achas? Is it for any mitzvah or is it only for the mitzvah of Yantav? Of Simchas Yantav itself. Okay, but I think before we try to answer the question, I mean, it's Akasha. Akasha does is asking on Rashi, but I think before we try to answer, we have to try to understand Rashi's logic in the first place. What's the sense to say that you're allowed to bake on Yontif to Shabbos because it's one Kedusha? I mean, what does that mean, it's one Kedusha? Shabbos is Shabbos, Yontif is Yontif. They're not the same thing, right? They're both called Shabbos, they're both called Yontif, but I mean, what, all of a sudden they're the same thing?
But don't they share a common
framework? Okay, that's true. That's true, but why is that relevant? I mean, it's true there is, I mean, we have to spell out what that common framework is and why that's significant here. I mean, there's something in common, but essentially they're different. I mean, they're similar in their difference from a weekday, but I mean, why is the common framework relevant insofar as being a permit for, you know? Or more, to be more precise, if we take that to be the machlokas between Rabba and Rav Chista, whether the permit of Yontif extends only to Yontif or it goes into Shabbos as well, you know, do you give this argument that they're considered one day or do you not? Maybe we could like define what's that question, what does that boil down to, you know?
Is it really an argument of whether it's considered one day or not? No, it's...
Well, let's see. But I mean, it certainly seems to be that this is Rav Chista's chiddush. Is that they're like one, you know, that you're allowed to bake from Yontif to Shabbos. Seemingly, according to Rashi, is introducing this new idea, which we previously wouldn't have thought of and wouldn't know about, that they're considered like one day.
Is there one?
Okay, so Matt makes a good point. Yeah, Matt's making a good point, is that, I mean, Yontif and Shabbos aren't really the same. For instance, you're not allowed to bake on Shabbos, period. You're not allowed to do malach on Shabbos, period. Shabbos, Yontif, you are. So you see they're not the same. And many other, I mean, other things, right? I mean, that's the main difference, halachically, the difference between them. That's the difference halachically. But they're different. I mean, the ones of Shabbos is a day about Shabbos creation, Yontif is about whatever, right? Yontif, you have mitzvah like matzah and sukkahs and whatever. I mean, they're different. They're not, I mean, yeah, they're kind of the same, but there's more different about them than same. I mean, to someone who's like, to your average guy who doesn't know anything, they're kind of the same, whatever, you know? Days of rest, you know, whatever. But like, what's? I mean, they're different halachically. I mean, it seems like blurring the distinctions and blurring the halachic the details just to say Shabbos and Yontif are one kedusha and the same thing. Okay, so let's get the ball rolling here. So I think in one sense you could say, I mean, in Shabbos and Yontif, there's two dimensions of Shabbos and Yontif, okay? And one dimension is the, you say is like a positive dimension, and then there's a negative, okay? I'm using these loosely, but I mean, in terms of the positive identity of Shabbos, positive identity of Yontif, they're different. They're totally different. Shabbos is Shabbos, Yontif is Yontif, right? Shabbos is a day of thinking about creation, and Yontif is a day about that's a redemption from Egypt or the Matan Torah, or I mean, there's the positive identity of the day. One's Chag HaMatzos, Chag whatever, Yontif, and one's a Shabbos. They're different. In no way are they the same, right? They're totally different. They have identities. A day has an identity, and they're different identities, right? But that's why they have different names. Shabbos, Yontif. But then, and then there's another framework is the negative, in which case they're more similar. I mean, they're still not exactly replicas, but there's the idea is that they're both Yom Shvisa. There's the Shabbason, like they're both called Shabbos. Shabbos is like a day of rest. In a certain sense, they're both a day of rest. Okay, they're both not days of malacha, not days where you go to work. Rather, they're days of rest. They're days which are removed from malacha. Okay? Now, it's true, they're a little bit different than each other, as Matt pointed out, is that in one of them, you know, you could do, the difference of malacha is ochel nefesh. There's only ochel nefesh on Yantaf, not on Shabbos. You know, you're allowed to cook and do ochel nefesh. But that's like a detail in a certain sense. I mean, essentially, they're both Shabbos. They're both Shvisa. They're both Yimei Shvisa. They're days of rest. Okay? Now, it could be that with the way Rashi is learning Rav Chisda is that the permit of ochel nefesh is, or the halacha, is that on Yantaf, you're not allowed to do malach, so to speak, malachas chol. You're not allowed to do malacha, like weekday malacha, work weekday malacha. But malacha for a Yom Shvisa is permitted. For a day of rest is permitted. The permit of doing malacha is like what's kind of what is similar to Tosas. Tosas learned is that the permit is for any mitzvah. Malacha is mitzvah. Rashi's not going as far as to say you can do malacha for any mitzvah in the world. But it's malacha shel Yom Kedusha, Yom Kadosh. A malacha of a weekday is prohibited. Malacha of a Kol Kodesh day is prohibited. And they're both Kedusha Achas. They both have essentially, they're both days which are not weekdays, days of the week, but the days of Kedusha. And you're allowed to do malacha, which is in service of the Yom of Yom Kadosh, which is in service of the day of Kedusha. Because the permit, the prohibition of malacha on Yantif is limited to a malacha schal, to a malacha of your regular weekdays. But a malacha kodesh, a malacha of a Yom Kodesh, what does it mean malacha of a Yom Kodesh? Malacha whose objective is, whose realization is, it's for a Yom Kodesh, is permitted. And just like you could do it for Yantif, you can do it for Shabbos, because the point is, it's the character of the malacha, that it's like weekday busy work versus Yom Kodesh work. Which is in service of Yom Kodesh. What's the difference if it's in service of the Yom Kodesh of Yantaf itself, or it's in service of the Yom Kodesh of Shabbos? The point is that the Torah is saying, it's like it also says, Malacha Zavoda you're not allowed to do. Malacha of work, so the Torah says that you're not allowed to do. But Malacha of Yom Kodesh you're allowed to do. So in a certain sense, you could ask, when the Torah is permitting work, Malacha on Yantaf, Malacha which is Malacha Sayom, so he's learning as a premise that it's not just malacha of any malacha's mitzvah, but it has to be malacha of the yom. But malacha, does it mean malacha of yantif proper? Or is it malacha of a kedushas hayom? That's what the Torah is permitting. Malacha of malacha's hayom kadosh. That's what the Torah is permitting. Malacha of a holy day, of a special day. So and that's what Shabbos and yantif are equal in that regard. Right? That's what he's learning. Whereas the other shita would hold, I guess Rabba would argue that no, it's malacha malachas yantif is permitted because it's simple as yantif. And he say it's not only malacha of a yom kadosh, but it's specifically malacha shel yantif which is permitted. It's yantif. It's a yom. It is yantif, and it's an isra of yantif, and the permit is malacha shel yantif. Because Yantif is Yantif. This is an Isra of Yantif, and it's a permit of Malacha Shal Yantif. Right? You can't just say Malacha of a Yom Kadosh. The permit is relegated to the particular Yom Kadosh of Yantif. It's an Isra of Yantif, and the permit is Malacha Shal Yantif. Malacha Shal Yantif is permitted. Malacha Nav Nan Yantif is prohibited. But Rav Chisda is saying it's not a Malacha Shal Yantif. It's a Malacha Shal Yom Kadosh. It's a Malacha of a day of Kedusha, as opposed to a Malacha Shal. Concept is a different concept. I mean, it's a different concept of the Hetar Ochel Nefesh. I mean, one of them it's saying is that Yantif is like there's an idea of Simchas Yantif and the mitzvah, the year, the positive. It's almost like this. You could say it's like, is the permit, there's another way to look at it, is the permit because of the positive character of Yantif? that Yantif is a Yasimchas Yantif, for instance. It's the positive characteristics of Yantif. For instance, the positive characteristics of Yantif don't exist on Shabbos. There's no Simchas Yantif. There's no Simchas Shabbos. There's no Simchas Yantif. So is the permit of Malachas Yantif for Yantif, for the Yom? It's definitely, it's for, it's the Malacha of the Yom is what's permitted. But is it Malacha of the Yom, the positive aspect of the Yom, which is namely Simchas Yantif, and which has nothing to do with Shabbos? What do you say? No, it's the idea of Malacha of a Yom means Malacha of a Yom Kadosh. It means it's so to speak, it's like, it's a holy Malacha, so to speak. It's like, it's a Malacha of Shemayim, because it's a Malacha of Yom Kadosh, as opposed to a Malacha of Yom Chol. So the idea of the heter of Ochel Nefesh being for a Yontif as opposed to Chol is because the Malacha has a character of Kedusha to it, because of the Malacha of Yom Kadosh. But that's if you look at it, the heter of Yontif in the framework of Yom Kadosh, of a day of rest, of a day removed from work. But if you look at the heter as based on the positive characteristics of Yontif, namely Simchas Yontif, then it has nothing to do with Shabbos. Then I can do Shachas, Yontif is Yontif, Shabbos is Shabbos. You can't carry over a heter from Yontif to Shabbos. Shabbos is no Simchas Yontif. Okay, that's a little better, right? We fall right into Tosa's question. Okay, this is the trap. Okay, because if the whole question is the permit from Yontif to bake on Yontif, is it only for Yontif for Yontif purposes, or is it even for day of rest the purposes, right? And that's Rav Chista's whole point, is that it's for all day of rest purposes, not only for Yontif proper, right? So then, what's this, the kasha? The question is, so then why can't you bake for the lechem aponim? Why can't you bake for the lechem aponim? Right? For the showbreads, which are going to be on Shabbos. Right? But that's Tosa's question is, you can't even bake for the yontif to yontif. So that doesn't fall into the whole heter of yontif to yontif. The whole permit is simply, for whatever reason, turns out because of karbon, but it doesn't apply here. But the question between Rabban and Rav Chista is whether the permit for Yontif is Yontif proper, or is it any Kedushas Hayom? But if you want to ask me a question to show that it's limited to Yontif and does not apply to any Kedushas Hayom, does not apply to Shabbos, you have to show me something which you're not allowed to do for Shabbos, but you are allowed to do for Yontif. So if this is the whole point of Rav Chista, to say that it extends to Shabbos because it's one day and therefore Shabbos is equal to Yontif, so then what kind of a kasha is it to ask from the Lechem Aponim? That's Tosa's question, right? I mean, it's solid. I mean, it's not any more. It's not really more solid now that we're explaining it, but I mean, we understand. I mean, it's just not. It's not a question. It's somehow when you have the conceptual understanding of it, it's can interpret it conceptually as opposed to just the facts. In order to go to answer this question, I think we have to go further in Rashi. I think Rashi addresses this question. Not exactly directly, but I think it's there.
I mean, why lechem aponim was...
What kind of question was that? Right? I think if we read other Rashis carefully, we'll be able to see the question. Okay, and I think we have the other question, is another problem is Matt's question, which is that, remember, the question which Rav Braba asked Rav Chista is that if you are telling me you're allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos, so then why can't you bake for the Shtei HaLechem? On Shavuos, why can't you bake on Shavuos for the Shtei HaLechem, which you're going to eat on Shavuos? Right? And the man said, that's not a question on Rav Chista. That's even a question on Rabba. Because even Rabba agrees you're allowed to bake on Yontif for Yontif. That wasn't the question. The whole argument is whether you're allowed to bake on Yontif for Shabbos. So if you show me a thing which says you're not allowed to bake the Shnei Lechem on Shavuos, which you can eat on Shavuos, that has nothing at all to do with the argument between Rabba and Rav Chista. So why is Rabba using that as a question against Rav Chista? It would seem to be it's a question on both of them equally, and the answer is they're both going to have to say the same thing because it's a karbon. So how's the Rashi, again, Tosos we already did, that's a good question, but according to Rashi, what's the question? So Rashi knows that's not a good question, and he has to explain it. And he does. So Rashi says, Biyantif mi baya, this is the third wide line. Okay, so if you're allowed to bake from Yontif to Shabbos, certainly you should be allowed to bake from Yontif to Yontif. He says, Inami lo chazu hashta, even if you'll tell me. So he makes a one point here, is that this is a significant point, which will be more significant, it'll be significant, is that when you bake these lechem, the shtei lechem, at the moment that you bake them, they're not edible. What do I mean they're not edible? You're not allowed to eat them until after you bring the karbon. So at the moment that you bake them, you're not allowed to eat them. So they're not fit for eating right now. Okay? But he says, Inami lechazasha, even if you'll tell me they're not fit for eating right now, hachazu lebobayom, they will be fit for eating later in the day. Right? Umi guri mitzarche Shabbos shal machar. Is it any worse than cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos? Because if you're cooking in Yom Tov afternoon, after you already finished eating your Yom Tov meal and you're stuffed, so you're eating, you're cooking now. Now it's not fit for eating right now, because you're not going to eat it right now, you're stuffed. Yet, it's permitted according to Rosh Chisda because it's going to be eaten on Shabbos, tomorrow, right? So if that's permitted because later it will be fit for eating, then certainly by the Shtei Halachim, which will be fit for eating later on this very same day, you should be allowed to cook them on Yom Tov. He says, El Olav Shema Amino, but rather the fact that you're not allowed to bake these Shtei Halachim, what do you see? Ein Mutter B'Yom Tov Min HaTorah Ela Davaroi Lo B'Oso Sha'ah. The only thing which is permitted on Yom Tov is that which is going to be fit at this very moment. At this very moment. And therefore, since the Shnei Halachim are not fit at this very moment, because you're not allowed to eat from them until after you bring the karbon, so therefore you're not allowed to bake them. V'tzarkei Shabbos, right? So therefore, similarly, the argument would be you're not allowed to bake for Shabbos. Because Shabbos is later, much later. But right now it's Yontif, and Yontif is not fit for eating right now, because you're stuffed, you already finished your meal. Okay, I'm not going to read the rest of Rashi because it makes it further complication. Right, okay, but again, so his argument is that the way he's setting it up is that Rav Chisda's point, Rabba's point is that you're only allowed to bake on Yom Tov that which is going to be fit for right now. That which is going to be fit for right now. And therefore, that's why you can't cook on Yom Tov to Shabbos. Okay, which means that Rabba knows that Yom Tov and Shabbos are one Kedusha. That's not really what they're arguing about. Everyone knows Yom Tov and Shabbos are one Kedusha. The reason why Rabba's saying you're not allowed to bake from Yom Tov to Shabbos is not because it's not one Kedusha, it's because it's not fit for eating right now. You're only allowed to bake now what's fit for eating right now. And Shabbos is later. Shabbos is not right now. And therefore, similarly, you can't bake on Yom Tov for the Shtei Halachim, which is also not edible right now, because it's not going to be edible until much later, till later today. But according to you, Rav Chisda, you hold you're allowed to bake on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So even though it's not edible right now, you say, since it'll be edible later, in the later part of the Yom Tov, namely on Shabbos, since it'll be edible later on Shabbos, you're allowed to bake it now. So certainly, that which will be edible on the very same day, the Shtei Halachim, you should be allowed to bake it on Yom Tov. Right? In which case the Gemara has to answer, oh, no, it's different because that's the karbon, and karbon there's no permit for. That's what the Gemara has to answer, karbon. Without that, there's no answer. I'm sorry. You see from this Rashi, though, that Rabba's difficulty with Rav Chisda is not because he doesn't buy the Yom Tov thing. It's not because he doesn't buy the Yom Tov Shabbos one Kedusha thing. It's because he has this premise that the only permit is that which is going to be edible right now. Right? Is that which is going to be edible right now, as opposed to Rav Chisda, who learns that the permit is anything which will be edible, I don't care when it's going to be edible. And therefore, he has a question from the Shtehel, from the Lechem Aponim. How could you, why can't you bake on Friday for the Lechem Aponim next week around Shabbos? Right? Because those are going to be edible. Those are for Kedusha Achas. Now, Rabba's problem isn't because he says, no, Yom Tov and Shabbos are different. His problem is because it's not going to be ready right now. It's going to be too long. It's not going to be edible, you know. It's not going to be edible until later. Right? But that's his question. His question is based upon the fact that Rabba Chisda is holding your ladder this ban long times. But Rabba's whole point is that you can only cook for that very day. Why don't we think about this? I mean, let's try to think this over and just make sure we get all the facts clear and try to work out it. So bottom line is, so how's Rashi, we don't have a Sfar yet, but how's Rashi learning the machlokas between Rabba and Rav Chisda? Okay, that's what we have to understand. What's his question? What's the Sfar? Is it only permitted that which is edible right now or even for later? Like, what's that question? Right, that's the way it seems like ultimately he's doing the machlokas. Let's make sure, also think over, make sure that this answers the question which Tos is asking on Rashi. I think it does, but back in my mind, it doesn't bother me. Maybe it's going to reemerge anyways. Okay, but there's also something else I want to do. I mean, I don't think this will be the whole time. I want to tell you about another problem. Okay? The other problem is the Rambam. Okay? The other problem is the Rambam. And I'll tell you, it's the Rambam and the Reina Chanan. But remember, the question is about Ho'el. If you remember, the question is, if I bake, what's the question about Ho'el? If I bake from Yontif to Chol, to a weekday, do you get Malkus or do you not get Malkus? Okay, I bake on Yontif, at the end of my Yontif, I'm baking for a Yontif night party, after Yontif. Do I get Malkus or do I not get Malkus? Do I get whipped or not? Right, that's what Rabbi Rochista. Do you say Ho'el, that since guests may come, therefore it's considered like it's fit right now? Or do you say, no, you don't say that. You don't say Ho'el. And therefore you say right now you're cooking for Yechol, for not for Yontif, and there's no permit to cook it. Okay? Permit is only for Yontif, not for a weekday. Do you say, well, since guests may come, it's considered like it's for Yontif, or you say not? Right? Okay. The Rambam basically holds that you don't get Malkus. So he says you say Ho'el. Okay? You say Ho'el. Okay, you say Ho'el. But yet, he still holds his Asa. It seems like he holds Asa De'oraisa. Ho'el does not permit you to bake. It just exempts you from Malkus. Okay, again, you're not allowed to cook on Yontif for a weekday. But if you do, since guests may come, therefore you don't get Malkus. Okay? So that's one question. Is Manushach, is Ho'el a good reason or is it not a good reason? How does it, what's the sense to exempting you from Malkus, but not, you know, but not permitting the thing? You tell me guests may come, so then it should be permitted? Okay. So that's one question, but that's not the problem. That's just the question. Okay? Now, if you remember, what was Rabbah's question to prove that you say Ho'el? He says, how could you cook from Yontif to Shabbos? Right? How are you allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos? If you don't say Ho'el, what gives you a right to cook from Yontif to Shabbos? Right? So he says, oh, because of Erev Tav Shilin. He says, yeah, but it's an Issa D'oraisa, so what gives you a right? Erev Tav Shilin is D'rabbanan, what gives you a right to cook from Yontif to Shabbos? Right? But the question is, even if you do say Ho'el, Ho'el just means you don't get Malkus. But it's still also De'oraisa to cook from Yontif to Shabbos. It's still also De'oraisa. So therefore, shouldn't it be the same question? Even if you do say Ho'el, what gives you a right to cook from Yontif to Shabbos? Right, why is it any better? The question about Ho'el, if you learn that Ho'el, it's just a question of whether you get Malkus or you don't get Malkus. So then why is it, who cares? Why is that your question? How can you cook from Yontif to Shabbos? What does that have anything to do with Ho'el? Ho'el is a question of if you do cook from Yontif to Chol, do you get Malkus or do you not get Malkus? It's not a question of you're allowed to, you're definitely not allowed to. It's Nisan D'oraisa. So the question is, so what's Rava's question is, if you tell me or you say Ho'el, so if you don't say Ho'el, then how can you say how you're allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos? And according to you, how you're allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos, this is D'oraisa anyways. How's Eretz HaShilin going to allow you to do Nisan D'oraisa? Okay? Now, it's a question. I mean, I think it's a question if you do the Gemara. But the Rabbeinu Chananel, when he explains this Gemara, he basically says, I'll show you, he says, it's very difficult, but I think he's dealing with exactly this question. He basically says, El didach, according to me, Vishnu didis lehoel, if you go from Yontif to Shabbos. He says, according to me, you're allowed to, I understand why you're allowed to bake from Yontif to Shabbos. Kivin de lo afshar, since there's no other time to do it. You can't bake, there's no time to cook for Yontif. So Shereen Ali, we allow you to do it. El Didach, according to you, the Letzach HaHol, you don't say HaHol. Eich Ofen, Yontif Shabbos, how can you cook for Yontif Shabbos? So Amar Lei, Mishim Erev Tashilin, because Erev Tashilin. Amar Lei, Mishim Erev Tashilin, Shereen Ali, Isur De'oraisa, Shelokin Aleha. That because of Erev Tashilin, you're going to permit an Isur De'oraisa, which you get Malkus for? Right? Implying the whole force of the question is, how could Erev Tashilin permit an Isur De'oraisa that gets Malkus? But that shouldn't be the question. The question is, how could Hashem permit Nesed De'oraisa? Well, Shalok and Allah, who cares? I mean, according to everybody, it's Nesed De'oraisa. So why? But you see, he's putting that in because that's the whole point. If you're going to tell me you got Malkus, then how could Hashem permit Nesed De'oraisa that you got Malkus for? But the question is, why is that relevant? I mean, the love malchus used to be an extraneous question. You whip the guy, then you whip the guy. But everyone agrees this is the raisa, so that's it. It's also the raisa. So what's the whole, you know, what's the whole flow of the Gemara according to that? Okay, this is a totally separate topic, and, you know, you don't have to move on to it till, you know, after you really think this side of the thing through. Hopefully we'll get to it tomorrow. But just throwing it out there.